This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. We are on a mission here to cultivate the next generation of great comics, and today's episode showcases one of those great comics in the Hot Breathiverse. Every single month, we do a $100 joke contest in our Patreon to help comics write new material and get paid to do it. And this comic today, the April 2021 winner, was Sandy Bernstein. She's been in the contest for several months now. She's been in the Write 10 Club since the beginning as well. And this is an example of a comic who's been putting in the work consistently, and it has paid off here. So I'm going to give you a sample of her winning set, and then we're going to bring her live on the air. So I present to you Hot Breath Verse, Sandy Bernstein.
I may be pushing 60, but I'm energetic, so long as I'm moving. I'm afraid if I stop at my age, I'll lose consciousness forever. And then there's my cat. After I feed her, she gets the zoomies. That's when she catapults out of the litter box and tears through the house faster than a QAnon conspiracy theory. Then she licks her ass and sleeps for 18 hours. Sometimes I think I'd like to bottle that energy, but if I took off running after eating, I'd get cramps and my mad dash would be to the bathroom. It'd be like getting a Red Bull enema. Now, I don't think I'm that desperate. Yet the older I get, the more energy I lose. My husband and I used to party all night. Now, the only action we see is action news. And that's at 6 because we're in bed by 8. We used to love cycling through the park. Now, he's not always up for riding, if you know what I mean. These days, I ride my bike in the basement. It's stationary, just like my husband. Younger couples have a lot of energy. They're planning families. We're busy bickering over who gets the top bunk in the mausoleum. I think my cat has the right idea. I'm going to finish dinner, take a crap, lick my ass, and go to bed. I may be putting 60.
Yes! Give it up, ladies and gentlemen. Your April 2021 winner, Sandy Bernstein. Welcome, Sandy. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm thrilled.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great set, and I don't want to give away too much here, but this is the first set you've really submitted where you're just like sitting in front of the camera and just delivering punchlines. I forgot, but this is like one you like seem like you just sat there and just delivered. You didn't really do that many act outs and stuff.
Right. Yeah. I figured I'd change it up. And I finally got the green screen set up in my basement. So I had a place to do it.
Well, congratulations. I mean, you've been doing the contest. You've been in the Write 10 Club. You've been doing so much to work on your craft. What do you think was different about this set versus the others that you've been submitting?
I don't know. I guess I was doing less of the act outs and maybe just trying to focus on keeping it tight and on theme. And I also had a chance to run it in front of several audiences. I think I did it like at 4 or 5 mics. So that helped too.
Nice. And for the people listening who may not be familiar with the famous Sandy Bernstein, like how long have you been doing comedy and like, where are you based out of?
I'm in Maryland, between Baltimore and DC. And I've been doing comedy for going on 7 years, about 6.5 years.
Nice.
And yeah, and I did have a lot of help with this set. I worked closely. I did an initial draft with a friend of mine, Guy Betancourt, but then I worked very closely with Davida Kramer. So shout out to her.
Snap.
The mausoleum line was hers.
Nice. That was,
yes, I give her full credit for that.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so she literally spent hours with me on the phone going over this. So I owe a lot to her.
Yeah, that's something I don't think people get. Every winner we've interviewed, it's a 90-second set, but they've written like like 10, 20 minutes of material to find like that 90 second set.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to figure out which direction I wanted to go in. And, you know, I ended up going in two directions, but I was able to sort of get it back together at the end.
So for like a theme of energetic, where do you start? You're like, okay, I got the theme. Like, what's step one? And then how do you start to work that into a set?
Well, the first thing I thought of was, okay, you know, everybody's going to say they lose energy as they get older, which is true. You know, and I think the first joke that came to me was the thing about Action News. But then I thought, well, if I do the whole set on that, that's kind of a, you know, it's worn territory. And then the other thing that I was trying to go for was, you know, my cat having the zoomies and this insane burst of energy. So I went down the path of, well, what if you could bottle this energy, you know, and next thing you know, I was a drug dealer and it just wasn't working out. But I was able to combine the two.
Oh, that's so fun. I think that's so important for comics to hear as well, as you're like, I could go this route, but it's worn territory. What else can I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a new comic mistake a lot is, well, let's just go with the low-hanging fruit, what's easiest. But to challenge yourself, you know, if you went the worn route, you may not have won this time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted it to be something other than, oh, you know, we used to be this way, now we're that way. Yeah. I didn't think that would carry a whole 90 seconds.
So what advice would you have for someone listening to this who is participating in the contest or is thinking about joining it this next month? Like, what kind of tips do you have?
Just to keep entering it, I think this was like my seventh time. Mm-hmm. And it's also, as you've said and others have said, it's a look at it as a way to generate new material. Because, I mean, you figure 90 seconds every month, it's really can turn into 2 minutes when you're not, you know, trying to cram it all in there.
Right,
so it's a good way to, you know, sit down and create new material. You know, as for getting started, that's the hardest part. You know, like what, you know, just to sort of, you know, it's very rare that I hear the theme and I immediately know what I'm going to do. Like, I mean, maybe December, I knew that I was going to do that thing with a vacuum cleaner, but.
I like last month's. I like the downward dog. That was a really funny one.
Yeah. Yeah. I really enjoyed last month's too. And you had given me the tip to do the act out with the lady with the walker and the oxygen tank. And I did that on a mic on Friday and it killed. Yes, I had this high school and I was using it like a walker.
I love it. That's so funny.
Yeah, I'll have to post that set somewhere. It was fun. I posted it like after the contest and like nobody watched it. I took it down.
Oh, no, you got to leave it. Let it live, you know?
Yeah.
Let it live. Mm-hmm. Now that you've won, you know, post it. Be like, hey, the champ is here. The champ is here.
Yeah, we did last month.
Yeah, it is such a great way. Like, I know for sure, like, I need accountability. I need some sort of system, something to, like, force me to write. And that's why the contest exists, and that's why, like, Write 10 Club exists. It's, like, just to give comics that accountability of, like, okay, I'm writing towards something, you know?
Right. I didn't see your set posted in Patreon this month.
Oh, I'll have to post it. No, I haven't posted it yet. You're right. Okay. I've been a little not, so I will. Okay. I will post it. Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Thank you for asking, Sandy.
Oh, sure. Because I noticed nobody else had posted, and I think somebody has to start.
No one. I mean, no one posted it. So
it's like a line at the buffet. Somebody has to go first.
Yeah, you're right. So you heard that, contestants. We're all held accountable to post our sets. Because they're not all great, and I mean, it's one thing, like, most of my Write 10 jokes aren't great, you know, but then, like, to post an entire set where you're like, I guess, is like, oh, this is Joel's set, this is what he's, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not immune to self-doubt, all right? I'm not immune to imposter syndrome or whatever other mental hurdles that you're listening to this and feel like you're the only one with, I still have to go through that. So I wasn't, yeah, I wasn't proud of my set, but if I'm going to get called out, I'll do it.
Yeah. No, but I think the thing like that really helped me was just, you know, working on it with other people and running it through, you know, different mics and stuff. And, you know, because I had a different ending before that people just like didn't make the jump. Mm. And so, yeah, so luckily, yeah, DeVita really helped me with the ending too, because we're like, they're not making that jump. So she was the one that suggested that. Cause originally I had just said, I'm going to lick my ass and take a nap. And people are like, what?
That's so funny. Oh, I love that. Oh, they weren't taking that jump there, Sandy, were they? They weren't taking that jump.
Made sense to me, but you know. And I, you know, I even tried it with a prop because I had like a little tiny bottle, you know, that I was gonna do that. I did one version where I like take this little tiny bottle, take a sip, and run off. And
what was your favorite joke, would you say?
My favorite joke, I like the QAnon conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
You know, but I also like the stationary bike joke too. And yeah, the riding joke, of course.
Yeah, I like your act out too there. I mean, it was very subtle when you're talking about like your husband, you know? Yeah. But just, oh, and DeVita said, let's all lick our cat butts for Sandy, is what DeVita said.
No, let's not.
But that, I love hearing that like there was collaboration even with contestants, you know, like DeVita was in the contest as well. And that's what I love about, and that's what we're like trying to curate at Hot Breath, is like a supportive, you know, environment of comedians to just get good together, you know? So that's a great example of it, what you and DeVita did to work together on this contest, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love hearing that. And it's cool you got to do live shows. You're starting to get back out there and get the reps in a little bit.
Yeah. And I got my first vaccination on Tuesday. So by this time next month, I'll be vaxxed to the max.
Vaxxed to the max. Vaxxed to the
max, right? Vaccinated and motivated.
Yeah, I'm getting my second one on Friday. This upcoming Friday. So
okay, you got Pfizer?
I'm a Moderna all day, Shouty. Okay, Team Moderna. Well,
I'm Pfizer, and I felt fine after the first shot, but I got a little sleepy, and I ended up like taking a 20-minute nap when I was supposed to be working. But
like right 10 club when you're supposed to be working,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love that. We're gonna turn into like United States of vaccinations, and what set you claim, Shouty? It's gonna be like Bloods or Crips. It's like Moderna, yeah. It's Pfizer. Like, no, they're Johnson. They're rough. They're on the other side of the tracks.
Yeah, they're on double secret probation.
And this podcast will live on forever. So in like 5 years, they're gonna be hearing us talking about straight up the vaccination. Remember when the world shut down and there wasn't comedy? And then Hot Breathiverse started and then changed the entire industry. It's going to be crazy. And you're there since the beginning, Sandy.
That's right. I think I traced my first Hot Breath to like about April 9th of 2020. And I found out about it through Angela Moore because she shared it in like East Coast Comedians group. So thank you, Angela.
She's here. She commented too.
I saw her because I was just, we did a show last night, a Zoom show that I was on. It was a clean show.
What? You did a clean show? Did you lick cat butts?
No, I did that, but I did. Well, yeah, actually I did do the bit, but I didn't do the act out on the riding. Uh-huh. And I used the word butt instead of ass.
Mm. So, walking the line there.
Yeah. I was.
Yeah. Angela said, yeah, Sandy, you did it.
Oh, thank you.
Exclamation marks. Oh, I love it. Yeah, I love hearing that. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I was nervous. I was hoping like last night, I was like, oh, I hope she doesn't mute me in the middle of my set. I hope this is clean enough.
Oh, but you got away with it, I guess.
I guess so, yeah. No, there were no cuss words. There was a reference to eggplant, but that was fleeting.
Ooh. Oh, we need the ooh sound effect. Yeah. Yeah. Angela said you got the laughs. She said you did it. Uh-oh. You got the laughs.
Oh, thank you. Oh, her headliner was hilarious. Oh my gosh. He was incredible.
Who was it?
It was Bernard the Laugh Therapist, Hines. Bernard the Laugh Therapist Hines. And I guess he's more active on the church circuit.
Nice.
You know, but he's very, very funny. Yeah, she had a great lineup.
Davida commented with the eggplant emoji. Yeah. And you were on there, of course.
Yeah, well, of course. But of course.
Anything you want to promote? Like, how can the Hot Breathiverse connect with you and rally around what you got going on?
Oh, yes. Well, how much time do we have?
Let her rip.
Well, I very cleverly placed a lot of this stuff on my Facebook page, but let me start on my social media first. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Sandy Bernstein Comedy. And, I have a personal page on Facebook as well, which I sort of pay more attention to. I don't know why. But then on Twitter, I'm not that – I mean, I post on Twitter, but I don't really have much traction. But that's Sandy B Comedy. I seem to be getting the most traction on Instagram. So if you want to follow me, that's probably the best place. I have a website, www.sandybernsteincomedy.com. So I have a few shows coming up. One in particular is next Saturday on Zoom. Aaron DeSpiva and Annalisa Wright are helping me it's a 30-minute Zoom show, and there's an outfit called High Wire Improv, and they have their own YouTube channel. Ooh. So next Saturday from 9 to 9:30, we are doing a live show that we're doing on Zoom, but it's being broadcast on Highwire's YouTube page. So that is on my Facebook page, if you happen to want to bring it up. I know how you can go into people's Facebook pages and bring these things up. I posted all three of the things I wanted to push and said, behold the power of threes.
Oh, snap. All right. Let's see. That's so exciting.
Yeah. So this is going to be that's going to be a fun show, and just a half an hour. So, lots of laughs packed into a short period of time. And then I'm going to be doing Flappers in Burbank, another virtual show on May 1st. And that's at 12:30 a.m. Eastern time. So, people on the West Coast can catch that, and maybe some people who stay up late. So yes, yeah, so I'm going to be doing that Flapper show on May 1st. And then what was the third thing I had on there? Because I did post three things. It'll come to me. Oh, there he goes. Where's the one for Saturday?
It's going to be, so hold on, let me take away, let's get fancy here.
Yeah.
If you listen to this on the podcast, you got to join our Facebook group to get these visuals. But we've got the High Wire show here. We've got your Flapper show.
Yeah.
The Yoo-Hoo room. And then we have...
Oh, yeah. This is an in-real-life show. If you happen to be in the Baltimore, Washington area, this is, I think it's Memorial Day weekend. It's Friday, May 28th. It's this really cool venue called Sky Stage. And someone named Stacy Axler produces it, and it's under the stars, literally, because it's this old place where that burned down, and it doesn't have a roof, and then they turned it into like an art space. So if you go onto their website, Sky Stage, it's a really cool place, and I love performing there. So that's like a kind of like a semi outdoor show.
That is so much fun. I love how official you are. You are ready to promote?
Of course. Yeah. But here's the most important thing. Also on my page is a little video. I have a regular recurring segment on a show on ASY TV called Love on Lockdown, living room comedy show. Uh-huh. So I do this. It's there's a new episode every other week. It's like a $5 a month subscription. And my segment is called Sandy Says. And I'm an editor in my day job. So I take these signs with typos and stuff, and I rant about them. So,
there you are.
Yeah, that's produced by the dearly beloved Tony is his Facebook name, also known as Cupid. And it's a fun show. It's got a lot of different, you know, sketches and music and bizarre stuff and fun stuff. And so, yeah, so that's on ASYTV. And if you check out my Facebook page, you can see the promo for that. And at the end of the summer, Tony's actually putting together like a whole, like a whole video for me of my different segments.
Oh my gosh.
As a download, you know, this like July or August, I'll start peddling my merch. And there's nothing that I do on stage that's on that, on those segments. So it's completely novel material.
I saw him commenting and he shared it on his page as well. That is so cool.
He is great. He's one of my biggest supporters and he's always sharing my stuff and he's a great guy. We've been working closely together on this segment and he helped me out with some other High Wire things because the first season of High Wire I applied and they gave me 3 half-hour segments. I'm like, where am I gonna get an hour and a half of material? So for the first one, I luckily had done a live show that went extremely well. That was like 25 minutes. Wow. And so I just posted that. And then the second two slots, he actually put together, you know, reels of my stuff that were used, which was really great of him.
I love hearing that. Comics over comics.
So this time around, the folks at High Wire Improv, and by the way, they have live programming on their channel every night. Mostly improv, they said, okay, well, if you want to do this season, we really need you to do something live, you know, rather than just sending in a video. Mm-hmm. So that's why I reached out to Aaron. And so, you know, so that's going to be great. I'm looking forward to that.
And yeah, definitely connect with Sandy on social media because she's also, you post your jokes every single day as well. Like you're consistently putting out content every single day.
Yeah, I do like a meme with a joke a day or new day, new joke. And that Aaron Patrick actually started that. He started me on that. Yeah. And he's got great content on his pages, too. I mean, always something different. So I don't necessarily post the same joke that I post in Write 10. You know, sometimes I'll write a few different jokes and I'll post one that I didn't post on Write 10. Or sometimes I'll post ones that I do. It just depends. But I always try to post something every single day, which reminds me I have to do it for today, too. I have to figure out what
to post. And you reminded me I have to post my contest set. I honestly, I didn't think people would be like, I know. You're giving me the right 10 phase. Is that right?
Right.
See, but I know accountability. You do all this.
That's true. And I wasn't going to roast you too bad because you do all this for free. I didn't want to bring Sassy Joel to the party.
Remember?
Today. That's right. But it looks like you, but I have to say, it looks like you have a little sunburn on your face.
I was outside all weekend. I was at a family weekend and we were outside a lot. So this is, this is sunburn, but it's also rosacea from sugar. Sandy, this sugar is going to be the death of me, Sandy. I'm telling you, it won't not kill me, but I'm
a fellow traveler. Let me tell you, I got a pint a weekend habit. I mean,
I got a pint a serving habit. That's what my weekend. Good for you. A weekend would be 15 minutes for me if we're gonna.
Well, no, actually, what I mean by that is Saturday night I sit down with. Well, two different flavors. So it's not like I'm eating a whole pint. I'm eating half a pint of Talente Gelato, the coffee with a little chocolate chips in it. And the other half pint is the chocolate peanut butter cup.
Ooh, yeah. Yummers.
Good stuff.
I know. We're going to get to the bottom of it. I want to. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, that's my vice. I feel you. I mean, because I just I don't eat that way during the week. I do the 80-20 rule, and I've been able
solid.
To.
Good.
I used to be like 50 pounds heavier. So.
What did you change?
I joined Weight Watchers, and after like 2 or 3 attempts, I finally made my goal weight, and I track everything that I eat, and I just try to segment the sweets, the treats, just for the weekend. And I don't eat that. I try not to eat that stuff during the week. But I have to tell you, my husband watched the finals with me. And but he actually, he said, oh, that wasn't too bad.
No, well, that's nice. Well, that's nice.
A nice compliment coming from him, actually.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Tanya said Joel's cherub cheeks are cute. Thank you.
but he did laugh out loud at Jordan's was it the low sperm count energy joke?
Yeah, his closer. So funny.
My husband never laughs out loud at anything.
Oh, so he was snap.
Yeah.
Nice. Well done. Yeah, all the sets were great. So it was fun. My wife loves watching these too. It's her favorite. It's like you're one of her favorite. I don't want to say who her favorites are, but like I'll say you and Bob Kirk, when she like she gets, she loves all of you. But when you and Bob Kirk are up, she's like, let's finish strong. Let's finish with them. She always likes to save y'all till the end. So it's like the treat. It's like the weekend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but we always enjoy watching them. So it's cool to see the evolution of people's material. And this set, it was like your tightest and just most like focused, you know? So it was well done and well-deserved win.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And Davina kept saying, okay, what are you trying to say here? What are you trying to say? So,
yep, that's a good way to start. Yeah. So
exactly. Because I was kind of ambivalent about, well, how do I feel about the Zoomies? And I had to really figure out how I felt about them. And I realized I couldn't handle them.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to go. It's American Idol night. And we can't DVR it because it's the first live voting. This is live voting tonight now. So actually, Bobby moved the open mic to 8 p.m. So
I know she did.
This.
Bless her heart.
I did. That was so I thought nice the open mic was at 8. I don't know.
I thought so originally too. And then I saw her post. I was like, does she know that this is at 7 now?
I know. So we're figuring this out. All right. We're building the parachute as we're jumping out of the airplane. All right. But when it opens, it's going to open up a whole new pathway for all comics. So I'm super excited that you've been a part of it since day one or April. You know, so I appreciate all you've done here, Sandy.
Oh, no, I mean, I appreciate this being here. I mean, it's been a real game changer for me. I think I've learned more in the last year than I have in the last, 5 or 6 years. And, you know, it's ironic. It's things that people have been telling me all along that never really sunk in, like make it personal. You know, I always thought that meant true confessions and bearing your soul. But it's more than that. It's more like doing material that only you could do.
Yes, exactly.
And which people have been telling me for years, but it never really, really sunk in. And, I studied with this gentleman who's no longer with us, the fat doctor, and he had exercises where you'd finish the punchline or you'd get the word and you'd have to end the joke on that word. And I hated doing those exercises. And now I'd like to think he's looking down at me from heaven saying, see, I told you. From those exercises, you would have been a lot further along by now.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Well, congratulations, Sandy. You nailed it. And congrats. I hope whoever is hearing this, whenever you're hearing this, connect with Sandy on social media. She is a working comic out here putting in that daily grind. So she's definitely a great comic to learn from. And thank you for all you've done for the Hot Breathverse, Sandy. It's good to be on this journey together.
Yes, well, thank you very much. And thank you, everybody who tuned in and who voted for me. And awesome, awesome stuff. Thank you.
All right. Well, Sandy Bernstein, have a great evening. Enjoy your night. We'll see you in the Right 10 Club.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be sneaking. I have my work computer here and this computer there. I get so mad when they have the nerve to schedule a meeting like at 10 or 10:30. Really?
How rude. How selfish of them, you know?
I know. Luckily, they got
to work during work hours? Ridiculous.
No, they got a standing meeting at 10, so I'm usually good. But, sometimes they sneak one in at 10:30, and I'm like, really, guys?
Well, everyone's saying congratulations. Sandy.
It's been great. When I get back to the Facebook feed, I'll have to read all your comments. I had to like shut that window because I was getting the echo and I couldn't figure
out. You know the echo. You've heard the echo. Yeah.
Yes, I've floundered with the echo before.
Well, congratulations, Sandy, and I'll see you in the Right 10 Club.
Okay. Well, thanks, Joel. Bye. Enjoy American Idol.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. There you go. Hot Breath-a-verse. If you would like to participate in next month's $100 joke contest, all you got to do is join our Patreon. Go into the description of this episode, click join the Hot Breath Patreon, join the $10 tier, and you will automatically get entered to win the $100 joke contest every single month. So Sandy, like she said, she's participated like 7 times. It paid off with this one. So you never know who's going to win, but you do know that you will get new material every single month if you do this contest. So if you're just looking to generate new ideas and get jokes that you can do on stage, this contest is the best way and easiest way to do that. So go join that contest. Connect with Sandy on social media. Go join our Facebook group as well so you can start participating in our daily joke writing club we do called the Write 10 Club. And until next Monday, right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath.
This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.